I would like to answer another question from the list of questions from Bodhicaya Avatara, chapter number 4. This is the second question, and probably it could be the video number 6 of the question answer. Now the question is, how is it possible to reconcile a dispassionate mind, that is, a mind which is completely calm, open, and insightful, with a compassionate mind? I know it is said that these are like two sides of the same coin, or two wings of a bird. But how is it possible to be both dispassionate and compassionate at one and the same time? What does it actually mean? Now, this is a very important question, I think, because many people have this kind of question, or you can say misunderstanding in a way. First, I think I need to explain the compassion and compassion and passionate. First of all, I think it is very important to understand that compassion is not just emotion or too much emotion. Compassion is more an attitude, the way you see things, or your, you can say, motivation. When you say motivation, you know, how you look at things, you know, like if, you know, your main kind of purpose, or, you know, your main intention is that I need to be, you know, I need to be helpful to other people. I want, you know, happiness and good things for other people too. You know, I want good things for myself, of course, but I want good things for others. And so therefore, you know, if that becomes your basic outlook or motivation, then you are compassionate. Sometimes a compassionate person can be very, you can say, passionate or emotional. Sometimes a compassionate person does not need to be that much emotional or that much passionate. Now, I want to explain what passionate is, I think. I think passion or passionate person probably can be understood in two ways, two things. One is that somebody who is very emotional, you know, who is very emotionally driven, and, you know, when you get angry, you get really angry, when you get, you know, kind of, you want something, you really want it, and you kind of, you love something, you extremely, you know, you must get it, that kind of passionate, that your passion is very high, you are very emotional, you know. That is one kind of passionate. There's another kind of passionate, I think, is that you are very committed. You are very, you know, dedicated. If I say this is what I want to do, then you keep doing that. You keep working on it until that kind of is accomplished or succeeded. So therefore, there are people who are not too much like wavering emotions, but very determined and one-pointed. This type of person, very dedicated and committed, could be passionate also. Now the compassion is very much that kind of passion, passionate. It has to be that kind of passionate. But not too much or completely overpowered by emotions, because emotion is very, very uncertain, very, what can you say, flippy, very changing. You know, I like something very much now, and next moment I dislike something very much. I'm very angry now, and next moment I'm very moved, and next moment I'm, you know, I like you so much, and next moment you do something little, not kind of the thing I like, and then I will hate you so much. If I am too much overpowered by this changing emotions, I can't be really compassionate. I cannot be really committed. And it is not, it's because I'm not so clear. It's because I am not, you know, very insightful. So therefore, that cannot be a very good kind of basis for a strong compassion. So therefore, to have a real good compassion, or a strong, passionate compassion, passionate in the sense of committed or, you know, dedicated, your mind needs to be, you know, that you need to be able to overcome these fluctuating emotions. So therefore you have to be able to maintain certain kind of level of calmness or stability of your mind, so that becomes the basis. So therefore, you know, I think very much possible. It is not only possible, but it has to be, that if you really have to develop a good compassion, a stable compassion, a dedicated or one-pointed compassion, then your mind must be calm and insightful, and able to a little bit control your fluctuating emotions. You should not be totally, you know, be kind of taken over, overpowered by your, you know, kind of fluctuating emotions, or you know, your temper, you can say, only by your temper. Of course, you know, some people are more, you know, like more kind of quick, the aroused emotion. That's okay, that's some people are more emotional, some people are less emotional. Some people who are more emotional, does not mean that they are more compassionate. Some people who are less emotional doesn't mean that they are less compassionate. But some people who are very emotional can be very compassionate also. They can be emotional, but they can also be, you know, insightful and have a certain kind of deep way of, you know, looking at yourself. And the more you can be, more you can become insightful, and more you can see how to kind of stabilize your emotions, the more, you know, you can be better compassionate. And so therefore, I think it is very important to understand this. Then you would not feel that to be able to become your mind calm and clear and insightful has to be completely like dispassionate, in the sense that you have no feeling or no, you know, no urge or no, you know, no kind of dedication or things like that. It's not like that. So this understanding is extremely important. So if you have this understanding, I think you will not find any problem of this, that the wisdom and compassion cannot go together, or one cannot have this feeling of experience of compassion and wisdom. Don't call it dispassionate. I think dispassionate is not a right word for this, because it is only one, you know, one-sided. Dispassionate is not a good, it doesn't explain what we are trying to explain. And passionate is also has different words, different meanings. So therefore, I think this is important to understand. So I stop here because I try to send a small file now and then see if it works. Thank you.